You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Tuesday, March 21st, 2006. And I don't know about where you are, but it's probably snowing here where I am, although I don't know because I'm recording this on Monday after, well, in the evening. So today, Monday, spring started this afternoon at 1:26 p.m. It was the vernal equinox, I believe, which really only means that there were equal amounts of daylight and night, sunlight and darkness, I guess. So it really doesn't mean spring is here, although this weekend it did seem like there was some spring things happening because a lot of trees and flowers have started to come out in the D.C. area, so spring is here. But, as I just said, we are having snow in the D.C. area, snow, slush, sleet, and freezing rain. Well, at least it's predicted for today, so I won't know until it happens because it's Monday night. Anyway, I wanted to talk about... first of all, let me apologize for yesterday's crazy show. I'm sure some of you thought that the audio was just awful of the Stanislaus / the boyfriend and I in the car. I know it gets very loud, and he just doesn't understand about holding the the iRiver in just the right position to get the audio just right. So please forgive me for that audio. But today I wanted to talk about this... a topic that was brought to my attention by Paul, one of our listeners in Philadelphia, I believe. He sent me this article about gays in the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City. Well, because St. Patrick's Day was St. Patrick's Day was on Friday, and this was dated on Friday, so because I didn't get it until Sunday evening. But let me read this little article that Paul found in the Pink News. I guess it's UK. I don't know really where it's coming from, but it says Pink News. Anyway, it says, the organizer of today's St. Patrick's Day parade in New York has created further controversy over banning gay groups from the march after comparing Irish gays to neo-Nazis. In an interview with the Irish Times, John Dunleavy said, if an Israeli group wants to march in New York, do you allow neo-Nazis into their parade? If African Americans are marching in Harlem, do they have to let the Ku Klux Klan into their parade? He added, people have rights. If we let the Irish Lesbian and Gay Organization in, is it the Irish Prostitute Association next? New York City Council leader Christine Quinn, who boycotted today's march, condemned the outburst. She said, in no way reflect the opinion of Irish New Yorkers. I don't even believe they reflect opinions of most of the members of the Ancient Order of Hibernians. Hibernians? I think it's what it is. Miss Quinn, New York's first openly gay council leader, stayed away from the celebrations after Mr. Dunleavy said Irish gay groups could not be involved as he wanted to keep politics out of the day. Well, it is sad that they... Now, this is me now. That was the article. It is sad that for many, many years now, gays have been banned from many marches or many St. Patrick's Day parades. And there's actually been a Supreme Court ruling. I just did a little bit of research on this, so Paul, you'll have to forgive me. But I took your idea and did a little research on this. As it turns out, in 1995, the Supreme Court ruled that Irish groups do not have to let gay groups into their parades because there was something about... Now, I did my research, so let me go to the Supreme Court decision. Let's see. The gay St. Patrick's Day parade, this was a case in June 19th, 1995. The organizers of the Boston's massive and in part publicly funded St. Patrick's Day parade refused permission for the Irish Gay American Irish American Gay Lesbian Bisexual Group of Boston to march. The gay group sues, demanding access to the parade. The trial court and the Massachusetts Supreme Courts order the march organizers to let gay and lesbian groups march, holding that the march was a public accommodation, and the only reason for excluding them was because of the members' sexual orientation, which is in violation of Massachusetts anti-discrimination laws. Well, that was the case that was going before the Massachusetts Supreme Court. Well, then it went to the United States Supreme Court, and in the opinion in the court case of Hurley versus the gay and lesbian group of Boston, the decision was that the court held that requiring the parade organizers to allow the gay and lesbian group to march would be unconstitutionally forcing them to speak. Now, there's a lot more detail. I went to another Supreme Court website, and they basically say that these organizers are their private groups, even though some of them are funded for things like police and for cleanup and stuff like that. But because they are private groups, these are not national or government groups, or, you know, it's not like the George Washington parade on President's Day, where it's funded by a local government or a city government or something like that. These are private groups who do these parades. So because they're private groups, they are allowed to ban anyone they want to. So basically, the Supreme Court has said you do not have to force these private parades to allow gays and lesbians in. While I do think it's a shame that they don't allow gay and lesbian groups in the parades in both Boston and New York, I have to say that I agree with the Supreme Court decision that if you are a private organization, you are allowed to ban anybody you want. I mean, that's their right, and the Supreme Court has said it, so that's the law. Now, of course, that doesn't stop the gays and lesbians from having their own parade, like, following right behind them. Of course, that's the whole separate but equal thing. I know that's not true. I mean, that's not right. But I just think that these private organizations have the right to say, yes, we'll have you in the parade, no, we won't have you in the parade. And if it happens to get local or national coverage on the news and stuff, that's not their issue. It's they don't want to be represented by gays and lesbians, and I understand that, which, I mean, it sucks. I hate it. I don't think it's right. But because of the Supreme Court decision, they have the right to ban the gays. So that's sad, but anyway. So, Paul, I know going back to the original article that Paul had sent me, I think it's almost criminal that this guy is referring to gays and lesbians or comparing them to neo-Nazis or the Ku Klux Klan when he references these different groups. I think he's completely wrong and totally insensitive to the gay and lesbian community. So he's definitely got some problems there. And of course, you know, the thing with this is every year this comes up. This has been going on forever. I mean, every year you get somebody from the Irish group who's doing the parade say they don't want the gays in there, and then of course you get the gays and lesbians saying, you know, you're being discriminatory because you're not letting us in and all this kind of stuff. I mean, and this happens every year. I guess I just want to say get over it. It's, you know, although what would people think if you held a white Americans parade day or something? I don't know. I that's probably stretching a bit, but anyway, the Supreme Court has settled the case. I mean, they do not have to let them in. You can complain all you want, and you can bitch and scream and protest and all that, but they don't have to let the gays in. So that's the final word on that. But I did want to send a big thank you to Paul for sending me that article, because that certainly is timely and a good discussion there. Thank you, Paul. Now, you know, on the same time, today is the, I think it's today or was it yesterday, Sunday, was the day that marks the 3 years of war in Iraq. And on the same day, there was something on, I lost that website too, damn it, posted on, where did I find that, about the cost of the war, that in the future, when all was said and done, this war could possibly cost $1 trillion. I think that is crazy. Well, of course, I think the whole war is crazy. But, and of course, this weekend there was a whole bunch of anti-war protests and things going on in all major cities. I know that Madge went out to her anti-war protest and did some interviews and stuff with people there. But so today is the three years that we've been in war with Iraq, or we've been at war in Iraq, something like that. And, you know, here's my point. I think this is just the midpoint. I think we're going to be there for at least three more years, which would suck, of course. And, of course, it's going to suck the money right out of the United States government. But that's a whole other issue. As I said, the possible trillion dollars. Oh, you know, I got some email over the weekend. So let me go over this email. I was telling you last week about Noriq from Spain. Well, you know, and I was asking all those questions on the podcast about him, like, where is he from? Does he live in Spain? All that kind of stuff. Well, he wrote us back, and he said that he does live in Spain near Madrid, and he was born, raised, and is currently working there in Spain near Madrid. But and he put himself on the Frapper map. So thank you very much, Noriq, for doing that. And then he chimed in on the whole piercing thing. He said that that he doesn't have any piercings, but that there are some people in Spain who do piercings. But just like the United States, it's kind of hit or miss. You really can't tell whether it's gays who get pierced or straights who get pierced. So he said you just can't tell. And then he said, of course, enjoy my weekend and happy St. Patrick's Day. Thank you, Noriq. But I think the biggest thing is that Noriq is on the Frapper map, and he's, because of his posting himself on the Frapper map, he has given us one more foreign country on the map. And we are now up to 50 listeners on the map. And if you go over to Europe, we've got the United Kingdom, France, Spain, and I think, who is the other person who added themselves on the map? Let me see. Oh, yes, Professor B from Osaka. If you go over to Japan, you'll see that there's a little one on Japan. And, of course, we have Vincent down in Malaysia. And then Harry also put himself on the map in Greenport, New York. So thank you, Harry. I'm trying to scroll over. Okay, there he is. Yep, there he is. So, of course, I'm continually encouraging you to get yourself on the map if you have not. Speaking of that, I need to check out the Little Fatty Cast, because, you know, it's my own little competition with Little Fatty's Big Fatty's ham map. I want to have more than they have. Oh, good, we're well ahead of them. They only have 44, and we have 50. So, yay. All right, enough about that. I got another email from a listener who has a blog, and his name is Lee. And he says, Archer, thanks. Oh, wait a minute, where does he say that? Open his email. Okay, he says, I thought you might be interested to know that I wrote a small piece about your podcast on my blog today. I hope you don't mind. Please check it out and let me know what you think. Well, Lee, I absolutely appreciate you putting me, writing about me on your blog. And I, the name of his blog is The Lee World. Excuse me, that's wrong. TheLeeWordSide.com. And I will put a link to it, to his blog, in the show notes so you can check it out. He also has listed under his podcast The Little Fatty Cast and The Other O. So, and he writes, he wrote this nice little article about Archer Radio. And it was so nice. I absolutely appreciate it. So thank you, Lee. And for the listeners, I want you to go to his blog and check out what he wrote about Archer Radio. It was very nice of him. So moving on to another topic, the weekend was very busy. As you probably heard from Monday's show, the boyfriend and I went to lots of wineries. But the best part was on Sunday, the boyfriend and I decided not to go to a winery and to enjoy just some quiet time around D.C. So we packed a lunch in the boyfriend's, or Stanislaus's, or whatever the name he's going by. We're going to have to pick one and stick to it, I know, I'm sorry. But we packed up a lunch in his picnic basket and walked up to the National Cathedral, because he lives close to the cathedral. And as you've probably heard us say before, we really enjoy the gardens up there. So we sat out on the lawn and enjoyed a picnic. And I fed the squirrels, which he kept telling me not to feed the squirrels. But we totally enjoyed like a couple hours of just sitting there enjoying, because it was beautiful sunshine. It was a little chilly, but it was a beautiful sunny day. And things are just starting to bloom. There were these really beautiful blue flowers that really fill in this one lawn area. It just completely turns blue, and I took a picture of it at the very beginning. I might have to post that picture. Let me write myself a note. Blue picture. So we enjoyed that lunch and just relaxed. It was so nice. And of course, anytime spending time with the boyfriend is very nice. So the weekend was fun. And now this next weekend, we have a very busy weekend coming up because we're going to a winemaker's dinner at the Marriott Ranch in Hume, Virginia, I believe it is. But I'll talk more about that later, you know, later this week. You know, I did shoot a little video. I was trying to think of ideas to shoot a video. And Saturday evening when the boyfriend and I were so tired, I was watching TV and the boyfriend fell asleep on the couch. Well, I was going to wake him up, but I didn't. But what I did do is I shot a little video of him sleeping and I was like teasing with him, but he didn't wake up. And it's kind of cute. It's very short. It's like 2 minutes or whatever. But and I say on the video I was going to wake him up, but I didn't wake him up. So, but it was cute. So you'll have to check that out. And that video will be, I'll post that video tomorrow on Wednesday so you can see it. Just, it's very short. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, I did talk to the boyfriend, and we have decided to do another call-in show for Friday, March 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, last time we did the call-in show, we only got to speak to two different callers because I was not good enough about cutting people off and saying, let's move on to other callers. So here's what I think I'm going to do. We are going to do the call-in show again where people can call in and we can chat on Skype. But don't be offended if I say, okay, I want to cut you off because we have another caller. So, because I would love to chat with everybody for, you know, entire shows. And actually, what I think I'm going to do is record two 30-minute shows. So like from 9 to 9:30, we'll record a show. And then from 9:30 to 10, we'll record another show. And how many ever callers we get to talk to in that time, that'll be it. And then we'll, you know, the shows will be posted next week. So if you were trying to call last time, definitely call this time. And here's what I suggest you do. When you do call in, send me an instant message first, like a little text message first on the Skype thing. That way I can reply to you and let you know if we're either currently talking to somebody or, you know, set it up so that we can chat right away. So that would be the easiest way to do it. And of course, if you haven't been on Skype, get on Skype and put Archer Radio on your contact list. And that will be fun. So we'll record the call-in show on Friday. Don't forget that. What else did I have on here? Let's see. Okay, I talked about the Frapper Map, the weekend, the 3 years of war, the gays and the parades. I guess that's all. But no, I do have, the next thing is the Guess the Sitcom Theme Song. As you know, we did two Guess the Sitcom Theme Songs last week. One was the Newhart Show, and the second was Full House. And I thought it was extremely funny that the boyfriend didn't know either of them. You know, the thing is with him, he's not a big TV watcher. You know, I'm the one who watches all the TV. Oh my God, that just made me think of something else. But I won't talk about it yet. I used to watch a lot of TV as a kid. And obviously I don't think it's been detrimental to my success in life watching too much TV. So I let your kids watch TV. Go ahead. Anyway, the boyfriend, when I was mentioning these sitcom theme songs to him, he had never heard of them before. But he did mention a couple shows, Family Ties and something else, I don't remember what, but he hadn't heard the theme songs before, or at least maybe if he had, they did not ring a bell to him. So I'm going to have to get him to listen to more of these. But anyway, I do have one for today. I think I mentioned it on yesterday's show that I would do another one for today, and I do have one set up to go. But here's the thing. I'm going to reveal the answer on Thursday's show. So if you like listen to the podcast a day later, whatever, make sure you send in your guess before Wednesday evening, because I'll do my taping Wednesday evening for Thursday's show. So make sure you have your guess in on time so that I can, you know, announce your name on the Archer Radio show for Thursday. So in any case, here is the theme song, the next guest, the sitcom theme song. Take a listen to this, and I'll be back in a second. Did that sound familiar to you? I'm sure it did, because I used to watch this show all the time. But of course, as usual, I'm not going to give any guesses as to what the show could be. So I suggest you quickly email me or leave a comment on the website saying what the TV show sitcom theme song... I have to get this all right. I keep saying that. The guess the sitcom theme song... send me your guess, email, or comments. Speaking of comments, I wonder what the comments... On the St. Patrick's Day show, we had 5 comments. Let me see what they were. It was the guesses for... you know what? I couldn't remember who the other person was from Monday's show who guessed Full House. Well, it was an anonymous person. It says, "It's Dear Sweet Jeebus, that is the Full House theme song, and it still makes me want to kill Bob Saget and company. Another call-in show would be cool." So, Anonymous, I think you should be on the call-in show, whoever you are. But Dear Sweet Jeebus makes me think that was Poos, although I don't know. And then, of course, Beth guessed Full House. So it was David, Beth, and Anonymous who guessed Full House. I think someone sent me an email. Harry also sent me an email. So, anyway, that's the whole guess the theme song, sitcom theme song. Now, I was talking about TV, and of course, I say this every week after the weekend, that there's so much TV to watch. Well, of course, Desperate Housewives was not a new show, so I was totally pissed off, and I had the DVR running and everything. So instead, I quickly switched over to The Sopranos. Excuse me. And... I guess this could be a spoiler. If you have not watched The Sopranos yet and you're planning to, you either press mute or fast forward through this so you don't hear what I'm about to say. Okay, as you know, last week on The Sopranos, Tony Soprano was shot by his uncle, Junior. And Junior is like, he's got like Alzheimer's or whatever. And, you know, the show ended with Tony not being able to tell 911 that he was hurt or anything, and there's blood all over the phone and stuff. Well, this week, he obviously survives the shot, but he's in all kinds of intensive care. He's got this weird, ugly, nasty, gross kind of wound on his stomach where the bullet went in, and they've got him on a ventilator and all this stuff. And then there was this weird kind of backstory with... I don't know if Tony was dreaming this in his coma or not, because he was in a coma there for a while. But like he had lost his wallet and he stole or found this other guy's wallet. So he assumed this guy's identity and, you know, checked him to a hotel and did all this stuff. I mean, I couldn't really figure it all out. I was actually thinking that maybe he was, Tony was dreaming that he was his uncle, you know, Junior or whatever. I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. I might have to watch that again just to be sure. But in any case, the spoiler was that Tony did not die. He's in intensive care, and he will be, I think, for a while. The entire show he was. But has anybody noticed how that, now changing topics a little bit, but still Sopranos, did anybody notice how the young guy, I can't think of his name, Tony Soprano's only son, what's his name? AJ. AJ. Remember when AJ was younger, he was like chunky and kind of dorky looking. Well, now he's kind of grown up and he's tall and thin and he's got long hair. He's kind of hot. How old is he? I think he's like supposed to be like 18 or 20 right now in the show. I'm not sure, but he's certainly grown into a well-shaped man, or boy, I should say, or not boy, young man in his early 20s. I think he's in his early 20s. I'm not sure. In any case, he was looking kind of cute last night. All right, that's enough about Sopranos. Actually, that's enough about everything. I'm going to stop this show. So just remember to send in your guests for the guest the theme sitcom theme song. God, I'm never going to get that right. And, of course, feel free to leave comments and email me and so forth, all that good stuff. And thanks for staying subscribed. And get yourself on the Frapper map if you're not on the Frapper map. And remember, tomorrow's show will be a very short video of Sleeping Beauty, the boyfriend. So you won't hear from me until Thursday. So that's it for now, boys and girls. Until next time, bye.
Been listening to Archer Radio.